This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's visual arts program.
And this is Terry Way. Today we're going to the gallery at the Watershed at the corner of 3rd and Mill here in Eugene, looking at a show called The Elegant Nude. It seems to be an appropriate show, timely for the big controversy that the Register Guard is covering about the cancellation at the U of O of a figurative drawing class on Saturdays. Well, this show was announced internationally, got entries as far away as Brazil. Lots of things to look at over there. Sandy, what'd you like?
Well, it's a beautiful show, and I just want to point out to people that 3rd and Mill is just two blocks from 5th Street Market. It's within walking distance.
Yep, not too far.
That's right. One of the things I noticed about this show is how carefully Robert Kanaga has curated it. So if you go into it, in addition to looking at the individual pieces, if you step back and look at the panels of the gallery, wall sections, you can see how the paintings flow into each other. The different shapes of the nudes will be an S-curve down one wall or nudes against rock in another. It's quite stunning.
Well, Robert wasn't the only one that juried in. Gracie Slick, yes, the Gracie Slick was the other juror. Now, she didn't help hang the show, but she was in on selection. There were over 280 entries. I think there's something like 50 pieces in the gallery. The gallery's small, but it's hung in studio style, one on top of the other.
Very beautiful.
Very nicely done. Colin Poole, there's one called Muse 6. It's a small one. It's an oil on wood. It's right there by the front door, and it is one of the boldest poses and styles of painting. It looks like he's chiseled it out of the canvas. It's just stunning, but it's only like 6 inches wide and 18 inches tall. Mm-hmm. It has presence.
Mm-hmm. Well, my favorites were older nudes by Patrick Kernan and Joseph Besch. I have to say, I get a bit over the perfect young body sometimes, and I find I'm drawn to these older bodies that are so lovingly recorded.
Well, this show goes through November 1st. It's at the gallery at the Watershed called The Elegant Nude. Dennis Smith has a very beautiful pencil and white chalk on paper. It's called Soft Light, and the strokes, they're very bold. He's very precise, yet very loose, but it's a wonderful drawing, a wonderful rendering.
I love Paula Goodbar's Floating Nude. It's a photograph, but this lush violet gauze is floating in water along with the nude. It just draws the eye.
Another photograph is by Craig Colvin, and there are many photographs in the show. It kind of lends itself to this subject matter. One that I enjoyed looking at, it's Craig Colvin. It's called The Arch. And I think isn't there a national park called Arches National Park? Mm-hmm. Something like it's one of those forms. It's color. And the model in the photo is recreating the arch with her body. Mm-hmm. And I just found it intriguing. I like the colors and
she looks uncomfortable, but it is a very beautiful photograph.
Right. She maybe got stuck there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also loved a photo by Brian Miller. It's of his wife. She's pregnant with their first child, and the light is very gentle right on her belly. Very beautiful.
Another painting, it's an oil on linen by Joseph Besch. It's called Figure in Three, and the three is the three panels that this thing is on. We're talking about the show at the gallery at the Watershed. It runs through November 1st. It's called The Elegant Nude. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.